glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. John 15:11. And Jesus said, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. That has to be one of my favorite pictures of Jesus, laughing. And that's how I see him in my mind when I think of him. I think I can get down here. Now, I do have some videos during this message. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get them working through PowerPoint and the system. But what I will do is play them on my laptop and hope that there's good enough acoustics here that everybody can hear them when I'm ready to go. Don't play. Okay. We often start sometimes a message with a prayer, and today, in my message with Laughing with God, I thought that the following prayer was really appropriate. Apologies.
As you know, we seniors are sometimes not very likable, let alone lovable. So, Lord, could you please continue to keep the people of Homestead patient and aware of why we are the way we are? And Lord, please remind them that the thing about old age is that you don't get a chance to practice. This is the first time I've ever been old. And it just sort of crept up on me. There were signs. Random hair growth, that's special. Particularly that first time you go to brush a hair off your lapel and discover it's attached to your chin. you turn your left turn signal on in the morning and leave it on all day. Non-life-threatening skin growths, large enough to name after deceased pets and relatives, begin to appear. And neck tissue seems to develop a life of its own. Last November, I was afraid to leave the house Thanksgiving week. Aren't you quick? You do strange things as you age, like driving up to a curbside mailbox and ordering a cheeseburger and fries. And Lord, I know you're aware that one Sunday at church I put my Dillard's bill in the collection basket by mistake. And last Easter, after services at St. Cecilia's Cathedral here in Omaha, my husband stopped to talk to a friend and I went on out and got in the car to go home. Gentleman sitting behind the wheel said, "Oh, are you going home with me?" And I said, "Oh, Archbishop, I'm so sorry." I won't even mention driving into the wrong end of the car wash. People get so excited when you do that. I don't know why the lady in the other car was screaming like that. I was just as surprised to see her as she was to see me. I also won't mention discovering that you're wearing mismatched earrings and going home to change them and ending up wearing the other mismatched pair. And you know, Lord, that it's hard for old people to exercise. I did try to jog once, but it makes the wine just jump right out of your glass. Well, Lord, you understand seniors and their care, and so does Home Instead. And I have used before a poem I found in a local retirement home newsletter that I have always thought spoke volumes about Home Instead. Blessed are they who understand my faltering step and shaking hand. Blessed are they who know my ears today must strain to catch the things they say. Blessed are they who seem to know that my eyes are dim and my wits are slow. Blessed are they who looked away when I spilled the coffee at table today. Blessed are they with a cheery smile who take the time to chat for a while. Blessed are they who know the ways to bring back memories of yesterday's. Blessed are they who make it known I'm loved, respected, and not alone. Just like you, to us, it's personal. That's Home Instead, Lord. Bless them all. And at the end of the evening, please help me find my car in the parking lot. Amen.
Is Mary Maxwell. And if you ever want to look her up, she's now 82, and she's still doing this. Author, teacher, and former pastor, Dr. Hal Green, stated, "You may not laugh as you pray, or pray while you laugh, but prayer and laughter have some crucial elements in common. Prayer and laughter free your inner being, even if it's only for a short time." I'll invite you to take a moment and think about your approach to life. do you find yourself trying to make it through the day? Be honest with yourself. Are you even able to remember the last time you laughed really hard? When I reflect on that question, I realize some of the best laughs I've experienced in the last few years have been with family, but not in the places you would generally expect. Sometimes it was at hospitals. Sometimes it was at funerals or post-funerals. Of course, it isn't as if the circumstances weren't sad and serious, or that I was mocking the sadness or serious of the situation. Rather, the laughter, just like prayer, gave me temporary relief. It lifted my burden, gave me a gift of short forgetfulness, and that helped to rebalance my soul. I think of prayer the same way. Faith and laughter are important, I think, and I reason that both are outward evidence of inward joy. Laughter is proven to make you feel better. The joy of faith can ease emotional and physical pain, and both can bring you a new level of satisfaction in life. In his book, God Laughs, author Ronald Campbell shares his outlook on God, life, and laughter. Here is an excerpt where the author marvels at God and creation. You were about to create a place out of nothing for people you would create out of nothing, people who would look like you, think like you, laugh and cry like you, people you'd horse around with and rule forever. You were about to have a blast. You started off with a blob, like an artist with a blank canvas. Of course, only you knew it was a blob, because even if you had created anyone before the beginning, they couldn't have seen it because you hadn't created light yet. Which also means the blob could not have been orbiting a blazing sun, or that space could not have been a glitter with hundreds of billions of galaxies we can see today, each with hundreds of billions of sparkling stars and galaxies. And you said, "Let there be light," and light became. And you saw that it was good, and you separated the light from the darkness. Then you went on to create sky and seas, blue on blue and fertile land, sun, moon, stars, fish, birds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals. And every day, after you created all the new things from nothing, you looked over it. And you said it was good. Good? Well, is that an uber understatement or what? Your creation wasn't good. It was stupendous. Incomprehensible. Inconceivable. More than 390,000 plant species, 200,000 kinds of birds, 226,000 marine species, 6.5 animal species. And if we don't think you laughed, we just need to look at some of the critters you came up with. Finally, on the sixth day, you created human beings in your image and likeness, reflecting your nature and character, because we're fully human as well as fully God. And like us, as an infant, as a little kid playing with your parents and friends, as a grown-up, you giggled and grinned, whooped and roared, cracked up and doubled over. Ronald Campbell goes on to say, and I have no doubt that as my Creator God and their Son laugh in heaven, their Holy Spirit laughs in me, with me, and all around me. There is a lot of research that points to laughter improving emotional, mental, and health. It lifts our spirits. It dispels worry. I read somewhere that laughter is like internal jogging. That reminded me of a laughter yoga class I took years ago. Has anyone taken laughter yoga? Oh, really? Nobody? One? Yes. Take one. Believe me, your face will hurt for days, and so will your tummy. In a Reader's Digest article, Laughter is the Best Medicine, I read, laughter strengthens your immune system, boosts mood, diminishes pain, and protects you from the damaging effects of stress. Nothing works faster or more dependably to bring your mind and body back into balance than a good laugh. Humor connects you to others and keeps you grounded, focused, and alert. And in my personal experience, faith does the same. God has given us the ability to laugh for a reason. It may seem like a little thing, but laughter is as vitally important in the battle against stress, anxiety, fear, and worry as prayer. It's a tool from God that benefits you in so many ways. We heard about the healing power of laughter and joy in scripture today, from Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Scripture says a joyful heart is good medicine because laughter lifts your spirits, improves your mental and emotional health, and de-stresses your mind. And here's the best part of all of that. It costs nothing. You have a proven, God-given weapon against stress, worry, that is free of charge, and you can use it anytime, day or night. God created laughter and created us to laugh. Verses like Psalm 32:11 and John 15:11 respond to the mighty works of God and seem to demonstrate laughter and faith go hand in hand.
In Alabama, this megachurch is too big. The sanctuary is just creepy. Looks like the Death Star or something like that. It's just, ugh. Like, what's your pastor like here? Like,
turn to the Gospel of Luke.
Like, why are we always in Luke? This is ridiculous. Every week. I'll never forget this church. It's so big. The parking lot was huge. It was mammoth. You know at Disney, how they have the different characters to remind you where you park your car? This church, this parking lot is so big. It was a church, so they had Fruits of the Spirit. Did you hear what I just said? Fruits of the Spirit to remind you where you parked. It's just so stupid. Wouldn't you love to be there on Sunday mornings, just watch the hypocrisy? People walking out of church service, where'd you park the car? I think I parked in gentleness. I told you self-control. And patience was right by the building. It should have been across the street. Makes sense. Like, what's on the other side of the building? The seven deadly sins or something? Where'd you park, sloth? Where'd you park, envy? I wanted to park in gluttony, but all those guys are taking up two spots. This is ridiculous. I hate this church.
So maybe you haven't laughed. I mean, really laughed in a long time. Maybe you can recall a time when you laughed so hard you cried. And maybe you remember how good that felt, how drained you were in a marvelously cleansing way, how much lighter you felt. You may be thinking, well, Tracy, look at what's happening in the world today. There's not much to laugh at. It's true. It seems at times I'm having trouble laughing too, especially when something serious or difficult is going on. While we may not laugh about our problems or the problems in this world, we can thankfully laugh as we trust God to take care of them and lighten our worries. When you have a joyful heart and purposely make time to laugh, you'll be amazed at how different you'll begin to view your life, yourself, and even your walk with God. Perhaps you'll become a person whose first response to stressful situations is faith, not fear. Joy, not sorrow. Perhaps you'll be like the little child whose answer to being scolded for laughing too loud was, "Sorry, I didn't mean to. I was smiling and my smile busted." Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. It's not about making people laugh. It's about being a conduit for that joy and laughter. Bring it as a gift to share, and a gift to treasure. My prayer for you as you leave today is this. No matter where you are or what you're going through in life, that you will remember the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when things get tough, or you feel like you're going to give in, I pray that the smile you put on your face will bust. I'm going to leave you now with my all-time favorite, the late, great Robin Williams.
There's another miracle. The night that Mary said to Joe, "Joe, I'm pregnant." And Joe went, "Holy Mother of God." And she went, "You're right." "Oh, Jesus Christ. What a great name, Joe. That is so much better than Shmuel. Way to go. I love you, Joe." "Wait, hold on a minute, Mary. Hold on a minute. So I'm the stepfather of God's kid?" "Yeah." "So I can't discipline him. I can't go, 'You've done wrong,' because the kid will look at me and say, 'You're not my real dad.' What are you doing, Mary? How did it happen?" "Oh, it's immaculate, Joe." "Oh, it better be, Mary. It better be immaculate." "And people say to me, they say, 'Jesus wasn't Jewish.' I say, 'Of course he was Jewish. 30 years old, single, living at home with his parents. Come on. Working in his father's business. His mother thought he was God's gift. He's Jewish. Give it up. It's an old tradition. And if he was Jewish and many of his disciples were Jewish, for the Last Supper, would they have not have gone out for Chinese? I think so." "Welcome to Yahweh. Hold on. One moment. No service, no sandal. Okay, you come in now. Hold on. You had 12. All I got is 2 tables of 6 right now. They're not together. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got 1 big table by the window, but you all have to face this way. All right. Hold on. You are glowing, so I guess we won't need the lamp. That's very nice. And you just turned a Szechuan chicken into a live chicken. You're very good.
And it said that night that Jesus turned to his disciples and said, one of you shall betray me. And Peter said, is it me, Jesus? And Jesus said, no, it is not you, Peter. And Simon said, is it me, Jesus? And Jesus turned to Simon and said, no, it is not you, Simon. And Judas said, is it me, Jesus? And Jesus turned to him and went, me, Jesus. Thus you see two traditions beginning, Jewish sarcasm and Gentile humor, together, born at that main moment. And the next day the miracle occurred, crucifixion, resurrection, and he rose again from the dead. And if he sees his shadow, another 2,000 years of guilt. Yes. And here's for me the one big question. How do you get crucifixion, resurrection, and then chocolate bunnies, colored eggs? How do you do that one? Even kids are going,
rabbits don't lay eggs. What is this?
And you don't want a kid biting the head off a chocolate Jesus. That's not good. You don't want a little cream-filled cross going, no, you don't want that. And you don't want to be putting raspberry jam in the grass going, we're looking for Jesus, kids, come on. Because what are we trying to do? You're trying to keep them involved. That's why we have the saints, all the saints that did all those amazing things to keep you. Oh, when those saints, they're all there to keep your action up.
Hopefully I brought a smile to your face today and I've made you laugh. Let's take a few moments to reflect. Will you pray with me, my friends? Great Spirit, Holy One, source of all being, praise to you and thanks and love. Creator, we come together here to experience goodness, to experience outrageous caring and radical hospitality in the presence.